here's a story from The World.
The dairy aisle of supermarkets show how expansive our appetite has become for all kinds of milk, full fat, no fat, almond, oat, soy, even hemp milk. But in Kenya, the next big thing is camel milk. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi has the story.
The Kulon Cafe in Nairobi's Eastleigh neighborhood is a popular spot. People come here for coffee, tea, and a mix of Somali and continental food. But when you look at the menu, a few things stand out.
We have a camel milk-based coffee drinks that we serve here, similarly to how in other places of the world, like in the U.S., there's a new trend of oat milk coffee. We're trying to create a camel coffee scene here in Kenya, and hopefully that can scale to the rest of the world.
That's Bashir Wasame. He's a 27-year-old entrepreneur and one of the owners of the cafe. He spent most of his life in the United States, but his family hails from Somalia, where, like many pastoralist societies, camel milk and camel meat, for that matter, are common fare.
Camels is very iconic to the Somali culture, so just being around the nostalgia of these traditional products, it's something that made me want to learn. I wanted to learn more about it.
When Wasame went into business, he wanted to experiment with camel products and, if he could, help make them trendy. At the cafe, you can get camel meatballs, camel quesadillas, and camel cappuccinos, which I tried. It has a bit of a smoky taste to it. Wasame explains why.
It is smoked because it provides a natural way to increase the shelf life of the milk. So it changes the taste profile of the milk.
Wasame says smoking camel milk is the old-school way of doing things. He knows that taste isn't for everyone. So a few years ago, he created Noug, a company that sells pasteurized camel milk and flavored camel yogurt. It's part of a bigger trend here in Kenya, says Khalif Abdulrahman Abe. He heads the Kenya Camel Association.
There's a lot of increase of the demand of the camel product, and in particular camel meat and milk.
Abi has been lobbying on behalf of camel producers for years. He estimates there are more than 3 million camels in Kenya, mostly in the north. But it was only a decade ago that Kenya officially designated the camel as a livestock animal. Now, Abi is pitching camel products as a sustainable option, too.
Camel, in the first place, is an answer to climate change. And camel is, it takes, not like any other animal, the water intake. The same with also the pasture, because it's not competing with the cattle or the sheep and goat. It's not competing.
Arid parts of Kenya often suffer with seasonal drought. That can kill cattle and lead to famine. But camels are resilient, says Abe. They can go up to 15 days without water. He says for that reason, he's seeing more and more communities raising camels. And in turn, those communities are pitching the milk and meat as nutritious and healthy options for consumers. I visit a grocery chain in Nairobi. In the refrigerated section, I see countless options from multiple brands of camel milk to goat and cow milk, too. Hamida Rashid is a mother of two, here evaluating her options. I ask her how she decides what to give her family.
To be honest, for me, the most important thing is nutrition. How much nutrient are they getting from the milk that they actually take in?
She says her 3-year-old daughter is allergic to cow milk, so she's been exploring alternatives. She heard camel milk is low on lactose and super nutritious, but she says there's one thing her kids can't get over.
But they've tried camel milk here and there. Yes, it's really, really good. It's just that they can't really stand the smell of it. That's about it.
Even the pasteurized stuff has a distinct smell and taste to it. I asked Bashir Wasame from Kulon Cafe how he plans to convince reluctant or first-time customers, especially when the domestic market here in Kenya is his priority.
So whatever is your drink of choice, whether it's a chai latte or a caramel macchiato, I would just say add camel to that.
Or as Wasame likes to say, camelize it. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.